Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
What's up, boys?
Snake.
Hello, friend.
Boys, boys, boys.
So, we have some very interesting ones. Me and Tipsheet have been talking here in the break about how one fella is asking us, would you walk from New York to L.A.?
Done.
He says for $1 billion.
Look at me.
I'm going to back it all the way off because all of us would do that.
That's what I said. I was like, is this a joke? I'll leave right now.
I'm going to back it off to $1 million.
Done.
And I kind of agree with that. He says no time limit, but you have to walk 12 hours every day.
Easy. I did the math on it.
Yeah, so it's 1,016 hours if you walk straight through.
Right. Which is 84
and
days.
And then, which is what?
84 days if you're doing 12 hours a day.
Yes. Yeah. And, but you got to time it right too. Or maybe there should be a time limit. Maybe they should say you have to do it under 90 days. But you have to strategize because you're going to hit the Rocky Mountains. And so what's the best time to walk in New York?
Anupama.
And then what's the best time to cut through the Rockies? And then you're going to end up in the desert in Vegas, all throughout Nevada, that southern portion of Nevada, in the desert, and in California, the desert too, before you get to L.A. So you'd have to start in, like, March in New York.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
And make it March, April, May.
Yeah, I think I'm out.
You wouldn't do it for $1 million.
It's a lot of
walking,
man.
Yeah, I would do it for $1 million. I think it'd be great.
Man, just think day 42.
Yeah, but you'd be used to it.
And you're not even halfway there yet. You're just stinking just walking for 12 hours.
A ton of steps.
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., you're just walking.
And I'm telling you right now, you would have to, you walk for 12 hours, but then you would need an hour at least to work on your body. Like your hips, your core, and everything after you're done.
Yeah, are you carrying people with you to massage you out and all this other stuff? No, you're just thinking walking. And you're thinking for 80-something straight days, you're just going to walk for 12 straight hours.
So like we used to before we had cars and stuff.
But not you.
No, not me, but
so your great uncle did it, and you think you can.
Yeah, I would
like
think
you
so.
Hear these people that do marathons, you know, they'll do 7 marathons, 7 continents, 7 right. days, that type of stuff. I mean, that's really putting your body to a test. This is still just walking, but it, dude, 12 hours a day.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You have to be able to probably swap out shoes. You may need to do that at some point.
And he says you have a place to sleep every night.
Yeah, you'd be fine. Sleep in a delicious place.
I'm out.
But yeah, of course. You would have to have new shoes every probably
week
what,
or something.
2 weeks?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
You wouldn't
I think
do
it'd
it.
Be
no.
No, but you
okay,
hear about
okay, well, what's
people,
a number? Give me a number that you would do it.
$1 billion.
$700 trillion. No, I just don't know if they're... Man, I don't want to spend 3 months just walking.
But people do this all the time because the Appalachian Trail is a big thing for people to achieve, which is about 2,200 miles. I had a buddy that did that. And it took him about 3 months where you walk every day. I don't think he was doing 12-hour days, but I know it was at least 8. It might have been 8 to 10 hours a day on the Appalachian Trail.
But congratulations to him.
So it is... I think it's very doable. It's sure some of it is probably mental, but
I feel like you
for $1 million,
you're just making it sound like it's just easy as pie.
I don't think it's easy.
No, but I will
try
it.
The country.
Well, yeah,
I'm not going to get 30 days into it and say I'm done. Then we're going to have to complete this thing, and then I'll be miserable as hell. I'm out. You guys have
you
fun
will
time.
Have
let's go.
You will have the proper food, the proper sleep. We'll give you like a gun in case something bad happens.
Right, like a mountain lion or something.
Oh, yeah, that little gun to help.
Just eat the bullet. You said you're going to give him a mountain lion.
Yo, I'll walk with a mountain lion. That would be great.
Yeah, I would do it for $1 million, definitely. I think it'd be fun to try.
I think so, too. You know what? So you mentioned the Appalachian Trail. So my parents, this is probably 20 years ago, they had a friend who at the time was probably early 60s that was retired and said that he was going to walk the Appalachian Trail. So he had kids that were grown, so nothing, you know, no you know, he had a wife and all that, but she was fine with it. And so he planned this trip out for months of how he was going to walk the Appalachian Trail. And I think you're right. I mean, it's 6 to 8 hours a day of walking if you want to actually finish in a certain amount of time. But it's months, right? Like you're sleeping outside.
Yep. In tents and stuff like that. And then a lot of the times you have groups, but then some days you may not see anybody else. But at some of the campsites, you might run into other people who are doing it and things like that.
Yeah. So my parents and all of their friends threw this guy this huge party. We were all there. Kids were there. Everything. Like, it was a big deal. And we were like, oh, my God, this is so cool. And there was a cake that they gave him with, like, the map of the trail on it. Like, it was really cool. And off he went. And then in 1 week, he was home.
It's like, he's like, yeah, I've had enough of this.
I cannot handle this. I'm out.
1 week.
You didn't give him a gift or anything like that, did you?
Dude, everybody gave him a gift.
Well, then I would ask for that back. You lasted a week, dude. We threw this whole thing for you.
I know. Okay, here's one for you, Donovan. Maybe this is more up your alley. If they started a reality TV show where a random homeless guy moves in with you... And each day your pay doubles, starting at $5, how many days could you have him live with you?
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's a good one.
Man, a random homeless guy, too, because it could be one of
right, you're taking a chance.
Remember that dude that used to be down here and just walk around in his underwear talking to himself?
Yeah.
It could be that guy.
But you know what? What if he takes a nice hot bath and you get him some food and he's just chill?
Right, and it's like trading places.
And we're just on the porch.
And he becomes...
What was that guy's name?
What if my wife falls in love and then they kick me out?
Probably not going to happen. I ran the math on this. So starting at $5, it doubles every day. 20 days, you're at $1 million.
Yes, done. That's 3 weeks. Come on. You can do that. With a random homeless guy, I would figure it out. He may think that I'm the one that needs to leave.
Yes, he wants to be paid. The hell you have me staying with him for?
He's like, my God, stop. I get it.
Yeah, I think I could do that. I can do that before I'll walk from New York to California. I'll take that chance.
I mean, I live with the civilized person that asked me to leave half the time. So,
damn it.
Happened yesterday. She's like, what are you doing? Can you just stop?
Can you just leave?
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Let's see. From Nate, what do you think you would have ended up doing if you weren't in radio? I know we've talked about this a little bit before. He says, you, meaning me, strike me as a classy bar owner or a restaurateur type. Yeah, I don't know about that.
That'd be kind of cool. Corby's is a great name for a bar.
It really is. You know, and even a restaurant where Corby walks around, right. Hey, you guys doing okay? Yeah, all right.
Actually, these fries are a little cold.
Hey, you know what?
A dessert, don't worry about it. Corby will take care of you.
12 on me. Yeah, thank you guys for coming in. I can see you doing that.
I see you more as like somebody who just runs a sweet company. Where you just get people into suites.
What if I am at so many suites this year, I become a suite expert?
Exactly.
And I know exactly what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done and all that.
You're such a glad
become
a
suite, what do you call it? Somebody that helps somebody else out? Consultant.
a suite consigliere.
Yeah.
So there is a bar named Corby's in South Bend. So it is the Notre Dame bar.
Really?
Yeah, and it's super famous. And
I will be going there because I'm going to Notre Dame in first weekend of November.
Dude, okay, you got to go to Corby's.
I will go to Corby's
and say you know Corby.
And it's kind of notorious. I think my buddy sent me a note that went to Notre Dame about the bar, that there was some murder or something that took place in there in the 80s.
Really?
I can't remember. Yeah, there's something like a very dark history to it, but... It is the bar in South Bend.
Okay, there it is. Nice. On East DeSaul Avenue.
In my next life, I want to be a sommelier.
A wine
guy?
That'd be kind of cool.
I always wanted to teach. I thought that I'd be a good teacher.
I did too. That was the profession that I would have gone into if this didn't work.
And I never, did you ever even think about like when you were growing up? Because I do have friends that were like, I just want to make money. I want to make a lot of money.
Right.
Man, I never thought about that. Like, that never even entered my mind growing up.
My brother's that way, but I would have, if I didn't get into radio, I mean, I was acting in college, and that's what I thought I was going to do and go to New York and live that life of being off-Broadway guy that just does that. I would have done that.
You think you would have lived there or gone to L.A.?
I would have gone to New York. I was supposed to go with a group of people in college, and I ended up not going and backing out on them. for whatever reason back in when I was 19. But
they didn't offer him $1 million to walk.
Right.
No.
Right.
Yeah. So I would have gone
pizza for breakfast, and he's like, I just can't do it.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'd have tried the theater thing and done that whole thing, and maybe gotten into improv and taken a shot at Second City or something like that. I would have done that.
Yeah. Whatever I was gonna do, I don't know. I think that most kids deal with this right now at the age of 18 to 22. They're just sitting there going, what do I do? What am I even good at? And the answer is, no, you don't even know.
Right.
Unless you're like you're studying or you go to school to be like an air conditioner tech, like something technical.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know what you're good at.
Because
you have
even
no idea.
Some of the degrees offered when you just have the general business, like what is that? What are you doing? What specifically, unless it's just a pointed career that you want to go down with a pointed major, then yeah, everything is just wide open.
Right.
Even teaching, yeah. When you say, do you want to go younger kids, older kids? And a lot of people will say, well, it really, truly doesn't matter. I just want to get into teaching. Some have the specific, elementary education. I want to teach the younger kids or secondary. But yeah, it's just so wide open, man. You just got to figure some things out. And that's the cool thing. If you get out and you have parents who are kind of understanding, saying, look, you can stay here until you figure things out. And you're seeing more and more of that these days. A lot of the older kids aren't just rushing to get out on their own. That was my whole thing. I didn't care about making a lot of money.
Yeah.
I just wanted enough to get a car and an apartment. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I cared about.
I totally agree.
Just pay for your bills and be able to go out.
Right. Yeah. Every now and then you can go to Chili's or something.
Right.
And go out to eat. But other than that, it was just getting a car and getting out of my parents' house. And now kids are staying at their parents' house for long periods of time.
Ugh, don't say that.
They really are. Your son's going to be there till they're 33.
Nope.
Oh, my God. I will blow my head off.
You'll walk from New York to California for free.
Yeah,
I'll be the homeless guy.
I'll just keep doing it back and forth.
Just never stop.
Where's Dad?
I just don't want to go home.
Going back to New York.
But you're inventing things on the way like Forrest Gump when he just ran.
Right, yeah. Courtney says, without any negative repercussions for you, I guess this applies to all of us, would you, and I guess we can pick whatever sport it is, beat Nico in tennis or beat Jerry in tennis, and each leads to the resignation because of embarrassment. Mavs or Cowboys, your choice. Who would you run out of town first?
Jerry, right?
Jerry would be easy to beat in tennis.
I don't know. What if Jerry murders you in pickleball like Corby did?
Okay.
And he just doesn't move? You're running around.
He controls the center of the court perfectly.
Well, I did.
He's just standing there, pink, 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 pink.
I know, Corby. I looked at his watch, and he had like 32 steps, and I had 10,012. It's like, man, you're doing really good.
Part of that, though, was you like just drenched in sweat.
I mean, I had to have run 10 times as much as you did. Now,
Corby didn't even have to shower.
At least.
No, he didn't move a bit.
Corby was standing on the court drinking a beer, and I'm just like, I'm running from side to side as fast as I can.
Do we have video? Have you seen anything from this?
Yeah, I have.
They have something.
Yeah. I mean, he barely moved. And meanwhile, I completed a marathon within the confines of a 10 square foot court.
Just slamming into walls.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think I would choose Jerry for sure. I mean, I want him gone out of this orbit. We know what it is. Huh. I mean, yes, Nico made the ultimate horrible decision, but yeah. Jerry still is he is the ultimate.
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to see somebody else get a shot at actually being the GM. Of the Cowboys. Yeah,
and maybe not just for him to necessarily out of the orbit, Corby, but maybe if you win this match, he has to hire a GM, a football GM. If that's the case, I think everyone would pick Jerry and try to run him off the pickleball court or tennis or whatever you said.
From Ranch Pizza, what's your go-to hot sauce?
Ooh, mine is, it's called Yellow Bird, and they have a blue sriracha agave.
Is it like actual salsa or sauce?
It's a sauce.
Okay.
It's a yellow bird.
So it like comes in like a Cholula thing or
yeah, it comes like in like a little bottle like that, and they're all like made from all natural ingredients, organic, and they're phenomenal. But that's my favorite one is the blue agave sriracha.
Man, I love Cholula, but I also just I love basic Pico fresh salsa.
That's really good.
I just think that's unbeatable on whatever.
I don't eat a
but it's also not a sauce, it's salsa.
Yeah. Yeah, that's different. I don't eat a lot of salsa. I don't eat a lot of hot sauce.
Yeah.
And only salsa when I'm at a Mexican restaurant. That's about it. I really don't like use
it
as a condiment at the house. Not really.
I have a couple different ones, but the Yellow Bird series, because they have a habanero one that I like. The ghost pepper's too hot, but it's like I'll put it on stuff. I use that every day on my wrap. I squirt it on there.
Gross.
That is gross.
Whatever.
Corby,
it's out of a bottle.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Good stuff,
P1s,
Corby.
Thank you, Corby. The Birdhouse is every Wednesday at 11:30.